Go Loud. Talking Bollocks, a Go Loud original podcast. Sponsored by Right Style Furniture. Right price, right style, right now. Visit rightstyle.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Are you in the middle of turning your house into a home? Get down to Right Style Furniture, an Irish family-run spot that's actually sound and won't sell you a sofa that looks like it's over skip. The house package deals are unreal. Sofas, beds, dining sets, the full works from just €3,649. Plus, they're in Fontaines, Belgard and now Omni Park as well. They're open 7 days a week and open late on Thursdays and Fridays in Fonthill and Omni. Handy if you're working all day. I got my corner sofa in it and in the fire brigade to get me up off the thing. Visit www.roystyle.ie and when you shop in store, tell them Terence and Calvin sent you and they'll throw a discount on top of that as well. So get down to Roystyle Furniture today.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in the snow. Tell your body a tent. Walk it hard and low. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Go down. Go down. Go down. Come up.
Can I call you Antonio?
Oh. Yes, you can.
Yeah. Does your parents call you Anthony?
No, never. It was always Tony. But
are you christened Tony?
No, christened Anthony.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, and I even actually, when I went to London, I started calling myself Anthony. Just right. I thought I'd change it up. Actually, because my dad's got the same name, Tony. And he was like, look, when you're going to London, just remember you're the same name as me. And I was like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Like, don't be getting any trouble. Or
what, I guess he got like a reputation to keep in London?
I don't know. I guess he didn't want to see any kind of like headlines or whatever with, you know, my name in it, which is his name. Now it's all over the kip.
Yeah.
I'm blowing up. So it was like Anthony for a while. But then when I heard it, with the greatest respect, I got English family, but they're kind of Anthony. I'm like, yeah. I'm not being that.
Yeah.
I can't go living in London now. So that was only about a month I was gone by.
But Anthony. Tony's a real kind of old man's name. And not yeah. old man, but like at least minimum 40.
Yeah, big time. Because I'm the third one. So like my granddad was Tony as well.
So you're Anthony Cantwell the third.
Yeah.
That is a fucking... Why are you calling yourself Tony when that is right there?
Yeah.
That is right there.
But my dad used to be called Anto Canto.
Yeah, like
he
that.
He grew up in Coolock.
So my dad's name is Aidan. My middle name is Aidan. And then my younger brother's name is Aidan.
Mm.
But he's AJ. Like he's Aidan Jr.
Very sweet.
But they fucked up because they didn't realise he just automatically becomes Aidan Jr. because he's the second one.
Yeah.
So right. His middle name is actually Jr. So it's Aidan Jr. O'Brien Jr. So like they fucked that like.
They fucked that a little bit. Yeah. But so, that's a sweet name though.
Yeah, no, AJ's a great name. AJ's but I mean like, just way too many juniors going on in there.
Yeah.
But that's how it goes. So it's like, so obviously if the first one, they automatically become senior and then you are the third. Like, so
yeah.
Like if you have kids and is Anthony on?
Yeah, no, I have kids and I wanted to call him Tony. I wanted to do for number four. My wife is in no way.
Yeah.
Like you're going to, you know, young fella's got to carve out his own path, you know?
Yeah.
Because I have an uncle Tony and then a cousin called Tony, you know, and there'd be five of us sometimes in the room. Tony, like, whoa. All of us turn around, big specky eyes.
In the same family?
Yeah, well, my ma's brother-in-law was Tony and then I have a cousin called Tony, so that was my ma's side, there was two Tonys.
Yeah, well, they kind of inherited them, didn't they?
They did.
It's not as if,
back then.
Yeah, but it's not as if it's your dad and then, like, your dad's first cousin's name is also Tony.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm Tony, my brother, of course, Tony.
Yeah.
And now you are two little young fellas called
Tony. Keeping it simple.
Yeah.
You guys need to get a response. Do you give up anything for Lent?
Great question. Well, I was just chatting with Siobhan and I was very jealous of what I heard that she was giving up for Lent and I actually wanted to fucking hop on the back of that now. But no, I didn't do any of that and I wish I had.
Isn't that a bit childish?
Giving up something for Lent.
It's childish.
Do you know what? I mean, it's any more childish than like, you know, dry Jan. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of the same thing. But
yeah,
it's
but
like,
I think that is also extremely childish. Like that's the biggest guarantee for failure is dry January.
Yeah,
why would you put yourself through that?
I have no idea why anyone would do that.
So you're saying, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to join the gym.
Mm.
But the gym I'm joining is also a 40-minute drive away from the gaff.
That's very
true. Like, you're setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have this month of going on the absolute piss.
Yeah.
No holds barred. Nothing off the table. We'll do whatever we want in December. Right. So now we're going to automatically try and tip
it. Hey, what's your Christmas no holes bar? What are you getting? What can I
if someone says you want to go for a pint and it's 11 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, but it's December, you're going. It's Christmas.
If I could get sign off from the missus, absolutely. I mean, I want to every time, but yeah. All right, no holes barred. We'll call the guy.
Or it's the 27th. It's the 27th. You're sitting in the gaff. The darts is back on.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a whiskey.
Dry June, it should be.
Or February.
Or February,
Or April. Like, you're an adult. You can make these choices. You don't need a schedule.
Yeah.
Right?
I like a moist jam.
Sound. The word moist is always throws off the conversation.
Damp jam.
But I mean, like, January, it is damp. It's dark.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get paid for 7 weeks.
No.
And you're also trying to correct the damage you've done in December. So you're like, right, I'm going to do something really extreme
mm-hmm.
and take every ounce of happiness out of my life when I actually need it.
It's tough.
It's very tough.
Mm.
So I'd like to know the percentage of people that actually complete it. I know loads of people that did it this year, and it was like, because it's the February has a bank holiday now, people are like, it's the 31st, fuck that, I'm going on the piss. I was like, you couldn't wait 6 hours just to get past 12 o'clock even. You went 30 whole days, 23 hours, and then you just left it.
I remember the dry jam people, the COVID year, and it was like by March all the pubs were closed, and it was like, so they had one month in the year
on the
they
piss.
Could actually go on the piss.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember just laughing because I didn't do it, and I was like, oh, you scarlet lads, you did dry jam.
But even people New Year's resolutions, just like, what's wrong with joining the gym in March? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
fucking.
But the reason why I brought this topic up is because Siobhan, our producer, has infamously given up a mobile phone for 40 days and 40 nights.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well done.
The worst thing about it, Siobhan, is I'd say, if you are chronically on your phone, you're never on your phone.
I was, though.
You weren't. I want to see your screen time stats.
It was not great.
I guarantee mine is probably double yours.
Yeah, probably. But like, if I was you, then I'd give up my phone.
But I don't feel like I need to give up my phone. I don't feel like it's taken away from other aspects of my life.
It's great. I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the
phone. Have you? Have you actually really enjoyed it?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
She sent me email.
that's rope.
She sent me an email the other day, and like,
ooh.
You know yourself, Tony.
Yeah.
Anytime an email comes in, you're like, fuck's sake.
Yeah.
And I have, because I listen to music a lot, or I'm listening to podcasts, my phone tells me when I get an email.
Ew.
So it's like, you could be listening to anything. Gary Neville and Roy Keane on the overlap, and then it just goes, email. And I'm like, all right, I have an email. And it's Siobhan. Are you still okay for today? Shit like this. But she tried to book in a last minute podcast.
Yeah, that was stressful.
True email.
Oof,
so it's like,
tough.
What's availability for this time? Or it might not be this time. Can you do that time? I'm like, Siobhan, this would be a lot easier on WhatsApp.
It would be the same. It's the same.
It'd be easier on WhatsApp. You're composing an email. There's still a sign off on the bottom of it. It's kind regards, Siobhan.
How are you feeling though, Siobhan? Are you feeling like you're walking through
it's
like
great.
The gladiator, or like you're just rubbing like the wheat and shit, you know?
Yeah, I'm reconnecting with the world.
What do you mean? How can
I watched a film
the world,
for the first
Siobhan,
time.
You've no means of contact with people.
I know, it was great. I went home at the weekend. I talked to nobody except my immediate family.
So how are you reconnecting?
Well, I'm connecting more with them. I watched a film and I paid attention.
I watched That's the brilliant. Film? Oh my Jesus.
I'm also off swearing, so if I swear, catch me.
You're off swearing as well?
Yeah.
I'll hear, like,
no cursing.
Have some joy.
No chocolate, no crisps, no junk.
You're like something at Da Vinci Code, whipping yourself in the back.
I just love Lent.
Wait, that's way too much.
Isn't this the most childish thing you've heard? Isn't it? Honestly.
It's extreme, for sure.
Or a fully grown woman, like.
I'm jealous of the phone thing, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I also do think that there's too much grief given to people for being on their phone. Like, you know, you're on your phone, someone's like, would you get off your phone?
Yeah.
Like, sorry, just like, 7 billion people on this.
Yeah.
Only one of you here. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not... Like, I'm
you
want to
up your fucking game.
Yeah. Like, I'm not talking to them. I'm watching Turkish massages, you know, and haircut videos. You ever see them?
Yeah.
Lads getting that's what all my algorithm now is, just lads getting the shit kicked out of them at Turkish barbers. But you know, I could be speaking to 7 billion people right now, so why am I getting grief over?
I would never give anybody else any stick. Be on your phone if you want, but I am not being on it.
So, sorry.
I'm on the landline.
Yeah, she sent me. Oh my God, as well. This is another thing. So, obviously, the biggest heart attacks you can get are when you get an email and then when you get a phone call off a landline.
Phone calls, like, oh my God, like.
I'm like,
is this the sheriff's office? Like, is this like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I haven't paid my tax.
What's could be anybody.
Could be anybody.
Could be anybody. And a lot of fucking cunts start ringing on private number now. I didn't know you could put a landline on private number, but apparently you can.
I can't turn mine off private number.
So Siobhan sent me on her contact details of a landline number. So if this rings you, it's me. I'm like, Siobhan, please, just write a postcard to me at this rate. Send a smoke signal. Fucking hell. Can I just put it out there? There's not a number I wouldn't answer. I answer everyone that rings me.
Oof.
I answer every number that rings. You never know, Tony. You never know. I'm trying to think of an example. Now, if I could back this up with something that, like, this opportunity came from me answering that phone call. But I've got some opportunities from it. Like, random people have rang and be like, oh, do you want to do this? I'm like, yeah. Don't know how you got my number.
maybe I should be answering more. Because with the lads, like, I get a lot of stick because I don't get back to anyone online. I don't get back to any emails. I don't answer the phone. And like, they, like the lads who I did a podcast with, Shane and Killian, they're constantly just being like, well, Tony read this and he hasn't written back. And could you? So they're like kind of ferrying this stuff. But what's great about the iPhone now is you, it's like screening calls. Where like,
yeah,
someone's calling and I haven't answered. And then I'm seeing the text come up of who it is or whatever, and then that happened. I'm like, I'm not answering that.
Yeah.
It was my kid's school. I'm like, oh god, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, you know. So I actually can't screen every number, but I mean, I would. I don't answer. Also, I don't open the door to anyone if I'm not expecting them.
Yeah.
I ring doorbell and I'm like, I don't know that person. I don't open the door.
Now, I'm more on board with that.
Mm.
Answering the phone, what's the worst that's going to happen?
Yeah.
It takes 3 seconds to realise it's a scam. You just hang up.
But yeah. Answering the door, what's going to happen? You're grand, like.
This is going to take a
TV
big...
TV license.
That, this is taking a dark turn. Did a fella not go on a rampage in Sony Battle and stab like 8 people knocking on random doors there? Last year it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you don't answer the door to people. You never know. And as Tony says, TV license inspector.
TV license as well.
Now, look, we don't know if he's real or not, but we don't want to take that chance. It's like the Ouija board. You know what I mean? You don't know if you are really talking to the dead, but you don't want to tempt.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with it. I love this idea. Like, it does he even exist? There's sightings of it. Like, he's a Loch Ness monster.
Have you ever seen him?
I have. I got done.
I don't believe it.
No, I did.
See, I think if we sit here long enough, we could strip back and debunk this.
No.
Maybe like it was just a road worker.
Yeah, some road worker in like a
high vis. Yeah.
No, I had to because I got done and then I was like, all right, I need to pay that actually because I was doing it for RTE and I can't get this anywhere. Like, I haven't actually paid my TV license. So I pay now, but for a long time I wasn't. And it was this guy, he was looking at me. He looked at my window.
Yeah, I heard this.
You can't be doing that. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? And then I got a Ring doorbell off the back of that as well.
Yeah. What's it like? You sign up with a TV license and they automatically give you a subscription to Ring then, do they?
I mean, no, I was seriously out of pocket. Like between the TV license and the Ring doorbell.
Sorry, Siobhan, back to you being
please, you're not off the hook.
A 1950s housewife at this rate. So yeah. You gave up junk food, swearing, and your phone.
Yeah, no cursing, no phone, no social media.
What film did you watch actually? Seeing a movie connoisseur.
You were locked in. You were.
It was called Hustle by Adam Sandler.
Oh, that's a flick.
Is that the basketball film?
Yeah, it was actually pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a pretty good flick.
Your man is a. Isn't it a man? Is he a Spanish basketballer?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, he's a real life basketballer.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I wasn't paying that much attention,
yeah,
obviously.
Is, yeah.
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 But, yeah, it's not a bad film. Not a bad film.
No, it was watchable. That was my main.
I feel like we should be allowed to give you, like, and get a recommendation off the guest. You have to watch these films now because you've so much time to kill.
I feel like I'm like Terrence.
Yeah, basically. You know, so Terrence, who I do the podcast with, has notoriously seen about 4 films in his life.
Really?
And then for how long? 2 years? Every week for 2 years, we were like, you have to watch this film, you have to watch this. Now, he didn't do it, but like, we got a lot of content baiting him into doing
That's
it.
Good, yeah.
And then eventually he was doing it. And then he went on a mad one. He started watching films without us. He just went rogue.
Oh, wow.
Like, we couldn't stop him.
Like, what's he like? Because I find it tough with, like, I do love flicks, but like with the ADD, like I can't, like, I'd be there watching like Fast and Furious and it's like 10 minutes in, I'm saying to my wife, what's going on, who's that?
Yeah.
And she'd be like, this is the easiest plot in the world. Like, who's that? Is that not the guy who was just like, no, that's Vin Diesel, the other fella was The Rock. Like, you know, like, I can't, like, I love flicks, but I'm so bad at them. I don't think I've ever guessed the right, the murderer, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think I've gone wrong every single time. Like, he did it. All right, no, you know.
Films must be great for you then, because you'd be like, I've never seen that coming.
Everything's a surprise,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, I watched, what was it, The Rip, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Yeah, that's a film that was made for people who have short attention spans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything was a delightful surprise.
Yeah. And then you keep reiterating the plot.
Yeah.
That one, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep feeding it back to me. Like, I watch flicks all the time, but it's every single thing is a surprise. I mean, Titanic, I could predict, you know. Iceberg did it.
Took us years to get Terrence to watch a Shawshank.
Oh, wow.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, that's an unbelievable flick. I can, like, that
did
was.
Did you see that coming?
No way. And I still, and then I would watch it again and forget. I'm like, oh, no way. You know, like, you know, and then you're like, oh, that's the poster, you know. And look, why is one of these posters up? And you forget a third time.
That's like the most obvious go-to. I reckon if you pulled 100 people on Grafton Street, 95 of them, I'm telling you, The Shawshank's the best film I ever made.
So his 4 flicks, what was his favourite film up to that point?
Oh, it was like Deep Blue Sea.
Deep Blue Sea.
Rush Hour 2. Not even the first Rush Hour, Rush Hour 2.
If you were like, look, I gave films a chance, Rush Hour 2, Deep Blue Sea, I've seen it, they're not for me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Oh, sorry.
Stand by me.
He said Training Day was shy.
Ah, no, he's wrong there. Like,
Yeah. This is it, yeah. This is where it was going. But I watched the new 28 Days Later, 28 Years Later.
Yeah, yeah. Haven't seen it yet.
Did you see the last one? As in the first 28 years later.
I've seen days and weeks. I've not seen the most recent two. Right. Yeah, I hear they're pretty fucking gnarly.
Yeah, not great though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the last one. So fucking Danny Boyle supposedly had all this trilogy ready to go and most of them filmed and he was like, oh, I'll only release the next one if the first one does well.
Mm.
And then he released that and then the second one he's like, I'm only releasing the third one if the second one does well. And you're like, you can't be fucking baiting people into going to see these films. Like,
yeah.
You're making a good film, are you not? It's not on us if your film is shite.
It's a bit desperate, isn't it? Like, there's a lot of pleas for that kind of thing. Like, I'm big into Avatar. I think Avatar's class. I think Avatar's fucking class. And I know it's dumb, but I get lost in it. And I don't even know if I liked the second one, but I love the whole thing. And that was the whole thing. Well, look, you know, you got to make sure people come to see Avatar. Yeah. And it ended up making like $1.3 billion.
Wasn't that the thing? He was like, if this doesn't make a billion, I'm out of pocket. Yeah, and I won't be making another one. I'm like, you've already told us you're making four.
Yeah, I know.
Shut up. But so obviously seen the first one and the big spectacle. And then I actually seen a funny sketch there. Remember they tried to sell fucking 3D tellies?
Yeah.
Remember that was a thing when Avatar came out?
Yeah.
I was like, this is it. This is it. And like, no, that was it. Like, I don't think, beyond that calendar year, I don't think there was a sale in 3D tellies.
It was a big thing, and it was so expensive. The only person I know is a 3D telly is Kevin McGarren, and he got it.
Good RTE money.
I think, he got it when he did Republic of Telly. I think he bought like a 3D TV, and so he was always like, he's like, come over, like, watch, you know, watch Jurassic Park in 3D. You know?
Do you have to put the glasses on?
You have to put the glasses on, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Do they even make 3D films anymore? Like, I feel like the last one I saw was Sharkboy and Lavagirl.
Or I feel like that was a novelty one where like the shark...
It was where you had the like red glasses.
Yeah, the red blue ones, yeah.
But that's what like 3D films are for, where it comes out and gets it and you're like, oh, ducking down, the shark's going to bite me.
Yeah.
Whereas Avatar was like, oh, like I can clearly see that tree and that fella are not in line. He's standing in front of that tree.
No, Avatar was proper immersive. Avatar was kind of like, you know, you're staring through the glass and then outside the glass and you have all this peripheral and then what I hate is the ones where it's like, you know, Polar Express, where it's like, all right, there's snow blowing at you, but everything else is still there. You're still watching the flick right there, but there's snow kind of, you know, blowing at you. But it's kind of done other than Avatar.
I remember seeing Avatar, the first one, in the pictures, and I was in America. I went with my dad and my brother. We were on holiday and we went to see it. And my dad was like, oh, this is it. This is revolutionary kind of stuff. And obviously I would have been, I don't know, 14 or something at the time when it came out at this rate.
You're a bit cool for that then. You know what I mean? You would have been a bit like... I don't know.
What year did the force come out? Like 08 or something, wasn't it?
2009.
2009, yeah. So I was 15. So we went to see it, and obviously I didn't really have it. I hadn't got my fingers on the pulse of what was going on.
Mm.
I mean, that was like, this is it. Like, but I felt like that was it. I had so much hype behind it because like the special effects and it's James Cameron. Mm. He wanted to make this 30 years ago, couldn't afford it. Technology didn't exist. And I'm like, this is like, yeah.
Yeah, he shouldn't have,
I'm like, it's not great. Like, the plot is like literally play-by-play of that film Dances with Wolves. I'd never seen that film, but I heard it's a rip off of that.
And Fern Gully, did you ever see that one?
No,
that's one Robin Williams plays like a bat and kind of Tim Curry, you know, he plays like this smoke monster. It's basically this guy who's like a chainsaw guy, and it's an animated film, cutting down trees in a rainforest, gets shrunk down to the fairy world, and it's basically, you know, humans bad, you know, pollution bad, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Dances with Wolves meets Fern Gully. And you know what? All the stories have been told. I don't care. Feed me them again with blue people, sexy blue girls.
But then the second one is the same as the first one.
Yeah, the it's second like, one was
save
kind of
the
same.
Tree. Then, no, all right, the tree is gone. All right, what do you now? Save the whales.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the third one yet. But
the third one is actually, and it's shocking, pretty much exactly the same as the second one. And I'm laughing that shit up. Yeah, I'd love
it. Run out of stuff to save, though.
Yeah, no. Like, there should be a lot more other than the two things, like the tree and then the whales again. You know what I mean? There's like an infinite amount of things in this. Like, you paint this beautiful world, this alien world. There should be a million things to do.
But know? Yeah, it's the exact same.
Same thing over
and
over
again.
And
don't make the second one just as bad. Mm. The villain is the same fella.
Same guy.
It's the same fucking.
But
he comes
back. He's an avatar now.
It's fucking shite.
Yeah.
But yeah, what other films have I seen recently? So I can't remember the last time I went and seen a film and like, do you know what? That was fucking class. I can't wait.
Sinners is the last one I've seen in the cinema.
Sinners wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I watched that over Christmas. Mm. When that only came out, I tried to watch it. Couldn't get into it.
Mm.
That's on me.
Hey.
Then I seen an ad. What a throwback this is. Full circle moment for the podcast. While I was watching The Darts over Christmas, there was an ad for Sinners because it was on Sky now. I was like, I'm going to watch that.
There you go.
Watched it. Takes about an hour to realise it's a vampire film though.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Why would they do that? Just address the fact like there's vampires in this film. And then he starts singing The Rocky Road to Dublin. What the fuck has that got to do with Anton?
Yeah, but wasn't that savage?
It was lethal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, I didn't see it coming at all, because I like the plot and I like how true to like the traditional vampire is, as in like, oh, they can't come in because they're not invited.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, that is deadly, because it's like, yeah, he literally pulled your man's head off his shoulders 20 seconds ago, but he can't pass the threshold.
This is the thing, I don't think I would ever, I don't let anyone in the cab. Like, you know, I heard from Virgin today trying to fix the whole of all the internet, and he's like, can I come in? And I was like, so close to saying no. And he's like, there's something wrong with your thing. There's some back signal. It's actually affecting the rest of the internet. I think if we were doing traditional vampire rules, also eat a lot of garlic, I think I'd be totally fine. No way anyone's getting invited to my gaff and I'm eating shit loads of garlic. But yeah, I did like that kind of traditional rule. Just a little more. Try out in the
Before we get back into the podcast, a quick shout out to Whoop, who are supporting the podcast with an incredible competition. All the Talking Bollocks listeners can sign up right now and get 1 month free. Whoop will send you out the device free of charge, and you can try it for 30 days and see what your body's really telling you. But there's an exclusive competition as well. Anyone who signs up for the 1 month free trial at join.whoop.com/bollocks will be entered into a draw to be upgraded to a 12-month Whoop membership with an accessory kit, a sleep and recovery stack, a pair of Nike Alpha Flyers, and a ticket for the Troika Race 3 this coming April, all worth over €1,000. This is an offer that's honestly too good to turn down. So don't forget, head to join.whoop.com/bollocks. Sign up for the 30-day free trial and be in with a chance to win that unbelievable prize, with all thanks to the lads over at Whoop. Siobhan, I'm not done roasting you. Because I had to send a text to Zoe, who works on the desk here.
Yeah.
Zoe, who is the backbone in this building, by the way. Mm. Unsung hero.
Yeah.
I had to text her.
Big time.
And say...
You text her on Instagram?
Yeah, obviously. What am I going to... I've got a directory of everyone's phone number, Siobhan.
No, I'm just... Yeah, I just...
If you're going to text anyone in 2026, surely Instagram's the first part to call. If you get in contact with someone, they're doing it. Instagram.
See, I have my notifications turned off on Instagram. That's just me personally, but I've established I'm a little hermit weirdo, you know what I mean? No one I want
to
talk about.
Trying to think of somebody now. If you had to text Keith Barry, have you ever met Keith Barry?
No, I mean, right. I wish.
So there we go.
Yeah.
You have to get through to him now.
Yeah.
How are you doing it?
Do you know what? Considering it's Keith Barry, I'd probably give him one of these. And he'd be like, shoot up from his ice bucket challenge, what he does or whatever every morning, and be like, Tony needs me right now, you know? No, probably Instagram, yeah.
Yeah, no, fair. I'm not questioning. So I just think it adds to the thing that you don't have her number, you text her on Instagram.
Yeah, obviously. Would it not be weird if I had Zoe's number? I think that would be weird.
Yeah.
What are you doing with someone's number, like?
I was confused when she messaged me and said that you told her you were running late. I didn't understand how it had happened. I thought maybe you'd rang, like, is there like a
Bauer
number?
I was going to ring. I was going to Google Bauer, get the number, ring the reception. I'm like, Zoe,
yeah.
It's Calvin. What's the story? Tell Siobhan. Where I was like, no, I'm... A millennial? Am I a millennial? Maybe. I'm young enough to be texting people on Instagrams like, Zoe, are you on work? Yeah. Is Siobhan around? Yeah. And Tony's here waiting. I was like, lovely, tell them I'm on the way.
Yeah, perfect.
I shouldn't have to do that. I can just drop you a message on WhatsApp like, Siobhan, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
You could have emailed me.
Hey, look, he's going to be the bad devil on your shoulder. I'm going to be the good devil. Keep it up. You're doing a great job. Don't break your Lenten vow.
It's so fun. Come on. It's great. It's not fun. It's not is.
You know what I did realise? You can react to emails.
Yeah, I know, because I'm doing it. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, you know the way you can like
send
react to a message on WhatsApp?
Let's get that shit out of there. That doesn't belong there. I hate that shit.
Siobhan sent me an email. I sent a response back, and then I was like, which is, that was quick for Siobhan to respond, and I was like, a laughing emoji. I was like, how did you do that? How did you do that?
It's just an option that comes up.
You laugh emoji react to an email. Like, that's very crazy. Unprofessional.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't why?
It? That, you know, it's supposed to be an, you know, electronic letter. That's the whole thing. Next you'd be getting like, some letter in the door or whatever, a little bit of insurance. And like,
yeah, not paying that.
Yeah, no way.
Friend of mine was chronically on his phone, and he gave up social media. He's like, I'm on my phone too much, and I'm off all social media. That's it now. I don't see anything. Mm. And I know now we don't even listen to this. Because he's like, oh no, don't be on my phone anymore. So I stopped listening to podcasts and I don't see what's happening in the world. I guarantee you his consumption has gone up because he's just flat out on WhatsApp now. And it's just pigeonholed into WhatsApp only.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guarantee you your screen time's gone up. He's like, no, definitely not. I was like, you're never off your phone when I'm around you. You're probably in more WhatsApp groups.
But who's
than you
he texting?
Before. He's in about a million WhatsApp groups. And I was like, I bet you're in those. He's like, I'm in no WhatsApp groups. And he named out four in front of me. I was like, if you can name four WhatsApp groups off the top of your head, you're in too many WhatsApp groups.
Mm. Yeah.
You don't need that many.
No, you really don't.
And I'd say there's a huge overlap between the four. I'd say, like, let's say there's 20 people in each. I'd say the same 18 people are in each of them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you know, isn't it weird, like, when people say, like, oh, sorry, I didn't see this. Like, that's a lie.
Yeah.
Like, everyone sees everything all the time. I say it probably four times a day. Oh, sorry, I didn't quite see that. No, but I did, and I just didn't write back to it.
Yeah.
But we all just walk around with this lie, and we just accept it, being like, oh, okay. But we all know we're fucking spoofing. You know? Like, oh, I didn't see that. Everyone sees absolutely everything all
sometimes,
the time.
But I will be the devil again and be like, some people do see it and not respond because I'm a cunt. I'll open my phone and then I'll be like, oh, I'm getting into my car now, lock that gone, and I'm driving somewhere 15 minutes out. That's gone.
Yeah,
15 minutes goes past. That's never coming back into my psyche.
This is the thing. I learned this rule, which is like, if it takes less than 2 minutes to do it right now.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing. If it's less than 2 minutes, you have to do it right now. Otherwise, the thing that actually keeps you back is when you compound all these two-minute jobs that you could have easily just bashed out, you know. But anytime I don't write back to someone, it's like, I don't know. And I haven't thought about it yet, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'll think about that later. That's another big lie. I saw it and I'll get back to you later, you know? Another big lie. I just never do it. But do you ever do a thing where you kind of like message on Instagram, even though you know you probably should just call because you know, they might see like a little blue tick? I'm a fiend for doing that. Like, hey, I'm just checking in. Is there a room available in that, you know, hotel, you know, at this date? Even though I could go on booking.com, they might see the blue tick and they might, you know, it might give me a little, you know, the sweet treatment,
yeah, fishing,
like,
that.
Fish being like, hey, just say, that's not the way that anyone communicates. Being like, oh, I'm just inquiring about a booking. You know, no one does that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Hi, what time is that movie on?
You texting the Shelbourne Hotel on Instagram.
Do you have any rooms available? You know,
yeah,
like, I have a free one. You know, but that's never going to happen.
Now, John, where I get that way when we do live shows and people are looking for tickets and they're like, oh, like, is there any tickets? Like, I'll pay you. And I'm like, they're fucking comp tickets.
Yeah.
There's no price on it. It says fee, zero. Mm-hmm. There's no price on it. So, like, I hate when people do that. I'm like, if you look at my tickets, I'll give you tickets. It's not me going on to Ticketmaster, buying five and giving you them. I'm going to get revolute me when you have a chance.
Although my ma, right, I did the Abbey Tavern in Howth, right? And my ma works out in Howth. She lives in Raheny. And she's always asking for, like, tickets for, like, you know, her workmates. So last year I did it and I was like, how many do you want? She's like, 20. I'm like, fucking 20?
Yeah.
You know, like,
then you hold 40 people.
Yeah, like, it's like, I think it's like 20% of the tickets. And then so I gave them to her, right? So it's 20 less tickets I'd sell. And then she started like raffling them off. She was doing a whole thing where she was like, you know, win tickets to see my youngfla. And so she was like she ended up like making less money than I would have made in selling the tickets directly. And I'm like, I could have given you the money and also sold the tickets. Like, oh, she's a little schemer.
Yeah, no, she's right. Like, she's bartering.
No, she did right. Like, yeah, I mean,
she's using you as a currency.
I mean, as a parent, I know absolutely dead right. You know what I mean? She's put her work in. She can certainly raffle away my kids.
She'll see now when she's getting like free stuff. She's getting the fucking overnight stays in the Shelbourne.
Oh, I tell you, if she had a blue tick, she'd be lethal. She'd be hitting up everything.
The problem with the blue tick now is, like, somewhere a blue tick attacks and you click in, they've like 400 followers, and you're like, mate, you just pay for this.
Yeah.
You're like, it's
a bit of spoofing.
You know what I mean? And then on Twitter, you know, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sorry, not the opposite. As in, everyone 100% is paying for a blue tick on Twitter. I mean, you know they're no one big. Yeah, they're no one worthwhile on Twitter.
Anyone who's kind of bragging about the blue tick on Twitter. I've gone off that. As soon as Elon Musk became the boss of that whole thing, my algorithm skyrocketed for, you know, lads getting attacked with machete videos.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. It was like overnight, it was just like, all right, this is just lads in, like, you know, the schemes or whatever in Glasgow just getting chased. And I'm like, what? Like, what is it? Was this like what my algorithm was always supposed to be?
Yeah.
And he was holding it back, you know, just lads get like happy slap videos came back for a little bit, you know? It was wild. It's a cesspool over there now.
What I don't like about it is that, like, it's like that MySpace thing. Remember a man who created MySpace, you were automatically friends with
Tom,
him. It's like that with him.
Friend.
I always see his tweets and I'm like, mate, I don't give a fuck about your opinion. He's a muppet in my eyes.
He's a clown.
Probably, and from an engineering point of view, genius.
Sure.
From a human point of view, I'm like, you're a muppet, mate. Honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I want to bring back insane asylums. I'm like, that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's what he says. And like, he tweets this.
Oh, that's what he says. I thought you were saying that.
No, he tweeted that the other day. And I'm like, mate,
I want to bring back a saying as well. And he disagrees with me, so he's a clown.
But see, when something happens, so in the world, it's the best place in the world. Like, the memes and the jokes are sensational. Like, this war that's going on now with Mexico. Mm. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't.
So they took out like a cartel leader. There was a 15 million bounty on his head, and his cartel are now at war with the army. And the videos are going around like, oh, fuck the army, I tailed up. But that's not the army. That's his cartel.
Fuck they're in off.
Full tech gear, the fucking best of weapons, tanks, everything. And I'm like, fuck, like they're a proper army. And
cartels scare the hell out.
They don't give a fuck about anybody.
Man, if I like, when I'm at my lowest and I just want to scare myself, it's just like cartel shit, like cartel Reddit, like, you know, stories. If there's stuff that pops up and I'm like, oh God, why did I fucking watch that?
They literally don't give a fuck about anybody. So there's parts of Mexico now that they're just going in and they're like, we're giving you a heads up, leave. Or else we're just going in and we're going to mow everyone down. And like, there's videos that I'm going now. I haven't seen anyone doing around, thank God. But I seen a video, they just pulled into a petrol station, told everyone to fuck off out of cars and just took all the cars, took the whole petrol station over.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's going on. But like, the jokes about that are class.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's the problem with the world. Like, I can't take that serious.
Yeah.
And be like, there's people's lives at risk here. People are like, just some fella fucking dropping his kids off to school and then going to work in his office job like a normal man.
Mm-hmm.
And his life is at risk over nothing he done.
Yeah.
But someone's making a meme about that and I'm going to laugh.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, this is where technology is. It's like, you know, 20 years ago, you wouldn't have heard about it, you know, and now you're hearing nothing but it. So, you know, it's also with that comes how quick people can also then start making jokes about it. Like the gap between the event happening and when you can laugh about it is becoming within the same second.
Immediate.
You know,
immediate,
yeah, it's immediate.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? But that's how you find out about stuff. You say, what's this meme about?
Yeah.
You know? Oh, we're at war.
You know? You know, so if something happens at 9 o'clock in the morning and you're like Siobhan, you're not on your phone all day.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, you log in after walking at 7.
Mm-hmm.
You've missed it. You've missed the boat. True. You're like, I've no idea what's happening.
I have a radio alarm clock. So I hear what happens on the radio.
Are you going home?
Is like, that bad?
Putting the radio on, waiting to listen to like fucking Adrian Kennedy. And like, you know where people used to phone in and be like, fucking bus has never showered up again today.
It was always, we've no community centre.
Yeah.
Why would you be robbing the cars? We've no community centre.
And it'd be like, yeah, so 17-year-old girl pregnant, slow. And you're like, what?
Wild.
My ma had me at 16 and there's more than in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You knew what they were doing.
I love that show, man.
Siobhan's at home waiting for it to come back. Just sitting in the gap waiting for Adrian Kennedy to come back on.
Dressing gown. Sitting by the house phone. The phone seat. Sitting there with the yellow pages.
Another thing that came up. No, you said you called up before.
No, I called up Adrian Kennedy and just completely wasted their time. I was all like, I told some really long joke. I was like, I just was like, here, I have a joke for you. And they're like, okay. And I was like, oh, there's this guy and he's out driving with his wife and then they see this pig farm and then his wife said, oh, I should take one of those home. And then I told a really long joke. And then eventually the wife says to the husband, Johnny Bitchin' Shoes. And then I just hung up. And then he was like, what did he say? And this was the funniest shit to me and my mates. Was just, I called him and said, Johnny Bitchin' Shoes. But like, I genuinely wasted like 15 minutes of time. And he was like, you know, all right, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. You know, but that was just something we were saying in school. It was great. Like, there's no outlet for that now, you know, just for calling, doing a good old prank.
There's an appetite for it, definitely. Mm. But I feel like Jerry Jordan is completely cornered the market. I was like, have you seen his videos? No. Go on and look up Jerry Jordan. He's just gone around just winding up people now. He was pranking people for ages. Then he stopped. Mm. Then he invested in the Meta glasses. Now he's just gone around winding people up in shopping centres. Like, such simple stuff. He's walking up to people at bus stops and being like, oh, the bus is cancelled today. It was on the news this morning. There's a protest. And people are walking away from the bus stop. And I'm like, stuff like that
has me
in tears.
That's pure chaos.
It's so simple.
Even
stuff like he's driving down the road and he pull in like, sorry mate, did you drop that piece of paper? And like, your man's looking all around and he just drives off. So simple.
Yeah, small little inconveniences.
Unbelievable. And then my favourite one where he walked into a deli and just walked up behind the counter and said to your man, oh yeah, it's my first day. They did not tell you I'm starting. And he's just serving people.
That one's great.
He's just serving people. He's like stuffing wedges into boxes, like packing things out of it and giving them to people. And then he turns around to your man walking on the deli and goes, right, I'm going on my lunch. I'll see you later. And just walked off. But your man was like, what?
Oh, that's whopper.
Stuff like that. Sensational.
Yeah,
I see like Mark that. Megan trying to do them as well. Mm. And I know I criticised him last week over it. If you're going to do them, you need to compose yourself.
Yeah,
he's ringing people. And the second someone's answering, he's just laughing.
Yeah.
Did you see Darren Cleary got him? Darren Cleary is the head of GoLoud. And he rang Mark after Mark did all these pranks on the podcast and was like, Mark, you got a complaint. And he got Mark.
Honestly.
Unreal.
Really good, yeah.
I swear to God, the fear of Mark's voice. Like, Darden is saying these outrageous things to him, and he's just agreeing. He's like, we'll need you to do this. He's like, yeah. And then do this and do this. He's like, yeah, yeah, no problem.
Oh!
And you could tell, like, Mark is just throwing himself to the mercy of, like,
yeah.
Get this off my plate. Oh, I don't want anything to do with this. And he's like, we got a complaint over you and all. Oh, it's fucking gas.
It was something like, you're going to have to apologise to all people in Roscommon for saying...
Apparently, he made a joke that... I don't know why. Someone must have been homophobic in his DMs, and he made a joke being like, oh, he's probably from Roscommon, because Roscommon was the only county that voted against the marriage equality. So he said that, and then Darren made it out that, that someone complained. He's like, you're going to have to go on and apologise to the people of Roscommon. And he had him going for like, it's a 7 minute.
Yeah, it's long, like.
7 minutes. Oh, he had him going. And the only way he caught him out, he goes, how would I do it? Like issue an email to you and you can forward it on. He goes, no, just do it, like, and throw it on your story. And then immediately Mark goes, this is a prank. I was like, how did he catch him? How did he know it was a prank when he said, put it on your story? But unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah. That's great. I got my mate Dan once, where we were all living in this absolute shithole of a flat in London, and we were supposed to be paying water, and we just never paid water like the 4 years we were there. And so then years later, like, I just was thinking about that. I'm like, oh God, it's probably a pretty big bill or whatever. So I found this little like bot. This is before like little AI thing. And it had like this Indian woman's voice, and I was typing in as this Indian woman, and I was all like,
so yeah. Anything you typed out would so
anything
be.
I typed. Yeah. So I called him and I was all like, you know, like, hello, Mr. Brady. You know, like, did you live at this address? And he's like, yes. And it was all like, are you aware that there was an outstanding bill? No, I don't know. I didn't know. And I was like crying, like trying to type this whole thing. And it was like, the current bill stands at £16,000, you know, like, and he's like, I'm not paying that. And it was just, and then I called him afterwards and I was like, oh, I got a weird call off someone. And he's like, did you get that as well? You know, and then I played the voice again while I was being me over the phone. It's just when you get someone good and they're proper scared and it's safe and it's a safe environment to be scared. Yeah. Oh, there's something better than that.
Yeah. Do you know what we used to do back in the day? We used to ring people on two separate phones. So like all my mates be sitting around and like, right, I'll ring someone who's not here and you ring like your brother and we just put them on the loudspeaker. And it'd be like, hello, yeah, you rang me. No, you fucking you. And then, you know, like more and so I'd ring two curry shops and one would be like, yeah, what's your order? What's your, and then they're going back and forth to each other.
That's the good shit. That's what I want to be doing every time I meet up with the lads, you know, bag of cans, in a shed, holding two phones together. And
hash 31 hash and
yeah,
anybody's phone number is getting it.
Like, I remember, like, this is not like prank calls, but like something we used to do a lot was just like we'd smoke a bit of weed and like go in my mate's shed, and he had this. Remember, like your Irish book would have like a CD and it would have like some of the tracks on it.
Yeah, Laird of Ishakurum.
Yeah. My mate had one that was like really scratched, and we smoke a bit of weed and just listen to this because it would be like Lake Ishakurum, quit. And we'd like play this whole thing, just this Irish Errol tape just skipping, and we'd be crying laughing like quick. Oh, like that's like just that prank calls, like that's the good stuff. I don't want to be meeting up with people and like knowing what's going on. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you want to escape from it.
I want to escape from that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've said this to my wife, like she's like, if you found out what the lads were doing, we had a couple of pints, and I'm like, if I know what's going on in their life, we've had a bad night.
Yeah.
Like, I've had a bad time. If I know what the young fella's doing taekwondo, but he's thinking about quitting, we had nothing to talk about. We ran out of chat if we're talking about each other's lives, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. Fucking.
I know where you come from. Like, me and my mates, we'd watch UFC fights. So they're like this 2 o'clock in the morning. And I mean, like, the childish shit that we'd be doing. Like, one of my mates was arguing. Like, Joe Rogan does the commentary. Mm. And this only a couple of weeks ago, I nearly had tears in my ears, but I didn't want to break down crying laughing at him because it was intense. He's watching a fight, but Joe Rogan saying this and he's like arguing with Joe Rogan and I'm like as if he was sitting beside him and I was like, do you know what, if you could record this, because how like the ad-libs that he was doing, it was like literally having an argument with the fella who was sitting beside him, but it's not. He's like, yeah, thanks a lot Joe, we should tell me that sooner. Oh, I was like, that was priceless. But again, stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow I wake up and that's just gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Until the next time that we're back up and I'm like, oh, remember you thought like Joe Rogan. And that's it. Whereas like, that fella's probably got a lot of issues going on in his life.
Definitely.
Maybe needs a shoulder to cry on. But I don't give a fuck. We are watching fucking Paddy Pimblett fighting.
You know what I mean?
We've more important shit to be doing.
Nah, that's the good stuff. I don't want to know what is going on. I want to just like, sometimes I'm there sitting in a taxi on the way home, just staring at the window, just bliss. like in knowing less about my mates
yeah.
than I did. When,
yeah, because you're trying to bring back the childhood. You're
100%,
trying to bring the
yeah.
stupid shit you used yeah. to do back in the day. Yeah. And I think prank bogeys, we used to call them, that is peak.
Did you ever do any knickknacks for you?
I used to do them all the time. Yeah. I still do them in hotels. I promise you, yeah. I have a good video of a few years ago, me and my missus and home ma went yeah. to Malta for a week. And it was funny though, because we checked in and it was an all-inclusive hotel, but it was like optional. And when we checked in, my missus is waiting, I'm checking in with my mother-in-law, and your one says to me, oh yeah, and you're all inclusive. And I just said, yeah. And I could see her face drop because we weren't all inclusive. Mm. So I just like, yeah, obviously I'm not going to turn that down. Refuse nothing but like abuse and fucking clatters in this yeah, world, yeah. you know what I mean? Yeah. So I was like, yeah, all inclusive. And she was sick. She's like, you jammy fucker, how the fuck did you get that? I was like, well, your one said you were. I'm not going to say, no, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Please don't give me free food and a free bar for the whole week. So that was grand. Day two, we got a really bad vomiting bug. Me and my missus confined to bed, and she was laughing. She was like, that's what you get now. That's karma catching up on you. I was like, fucking hell. So we spent most of this holiday in bed sick.
Mm.
And we basically got the last two nights together. So it was the last night. We're at the going out for a nice meal, the three of us. And we're walking down this big long corridor. The hotel was gigantic. We were walking down the long corridor, and I was like, right, Graham, we've no pictures together. I was like, jump in. And I'm recording it as a selfie video, and she thinks it's just a selfie picture, and she jumps in, and I do a knick-knack and take off running. Now, my mother-in-law is in her 60s. I take off full speed sprinting. And the funniest part about it was, my missus left her mad at her. Like, she didn't wait with her. She left her as well. So I'm running, and Amy's running like literally over my shoulder. I just left her mad back there. So I still do that. Still to this day. Like, especially if we go somewhere with the lads, I'll just do a little knick-knack bang. Just to get the party going, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck drugs and drink and everything else that comes out. If you want to get the party started, a little knick-knack. Man. And the best thing about it is, people would be so uptight and serious, but like, that's childish. What are you doing knick-knacks for? Why did you run then?
Yeah.
Why did you run?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the second someone knocks on the door, everyone's
100%. Run. You could have been a grown-up being like, oh, my mate just after.
Or there's some fucking easy down there. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But like, no, you're gone with him.
I used to be, so cocky at the knick-knacks. I'd be like doing a knick-knack, and then I would hide behind a wall, and I would just walk by when they opened the door.
Yeah.
As if like I wasn't the one.
Yeah,
you know?
It wasn't me.
Because I wanted to see it, because I was a little psycho. Yeah. Like a little psycho. Let me see my life's work here.
Yeah, let's walking see the victim. By. When we were growing up, I grew up in flats. We used to tie string onto people's letter boxes, and then you just go up to one of the balconies and you just pull the string.
Oh, genius.
So like, you're hiding on a balcony and some cunt is out like, where the fuck, like, how the fuck is that? Like, you know what I mean?
That's very clever.
Even getting to this age where people are waiting at that door for you to knock.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're still doing it. Like,
it's probably all drones now.
That's actually not a bad show. Imagine just tying a string to a drone and then drone to the letterbox. It's actually not a bad idea.
It's actually such a waste of the technology. Yeah, the only touch
what else
a
bit
of to a bit of a letterbox, be like blap blap, and then they open it, you're just like,
but like you just your ass that, off. If you just put the drone say blading 20 feet in the air, you know what I mean? You'd be like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? What else are people doing with drones?
Exactly. What else would you be doing?
There's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
You know, I have a drone. It's just, I don't know where it is.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I used to
stuck in a tree?
No. It's probably in my attic somewhere.
Mm.
But I used to fucking fly all the time. Me and my mate had one, and then we used
one
to
DJI ones?
Yeah, proper yoke.
Oh wow.
Yeah, Mavic Air. Little
oof.
Deadly used to bring it on holidays with me and all. See, I actually have some deadly videos.
Videos.
Yeah, I have some class. Me and Amy went to Croatia 1 year to Defected, the music festival, and I have some fucking lethal videos of it.
Mm.
And then 1 year I just put it away and never took it back out. And do you know what happened? We moved twice since then. And that's it. It's very hard to get back into it.
But also, I feel like there's everywhere is like a no drone area. And
yeah, well,
that's
another thing. So my mate made his own Instagram page for it, and like we'd fly them all the time, and he was putting up the pictures, and people were commenting on it. Like, yeah, this is highly illegal, blah blah blah. Yeah. Like, he's fucking down on the keys. Like, he's nowhere near anything. Yeah, he's not gonna hit anything. There's no planes around. And people are just complaining.
I feel like there was a kind of Wild West for a while before people knew what drones were,
yeah.
You know, but now it's just like you hear them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Go out to Blanche, they don't believe McDonald's deliveries.
Yeah, hey. Mental.
Yeah. In Blanche, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, you get McDonald's delivered, yeah. My young mum was playing a match out there a few months ago, and wherever the pitch is, I'll just, and it's the big huge ones, and it's all fucking McDonald's.
Wow.
Like, imagine getting McDonald's delivered off a drone. Who's piloting it? That's what I want to know. Like, where are they picking to land at? Like, land at out the front garden, in the driveway, out the back?
That'd be a pretty sweet job if you're there, like, and work at McDonald's, but you're just there in the back. Like,
yeah. Yeah, like a bleeding, like those fellas who fucking sit in Nevada, but they're bombing fucking cunts in the Middle East.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what are you doing, just dropping a Big Mac?
Or imagine it's them and it's kind of like, yeah, here, you're off actually blowing lads up. It's actually just a few McDonald's, a few Happy Meals and Blanche now. Yeah. It's like, oh, what? I was hoping to kill some people.
Yeah, another callback is, I heard that the cartel was sending people over to like the likes of Ukraine and Russia to learn how to pull the drones.
Really?
Have you not heard this one?
No.
And apparently El Chapo as well, he sent people to engineers
you don't
to Germany.
Phone, that's why you didn't hear.
Yeah. he was sending people to Germany to learn how to dig tunnels for when he got locked up to dig them out.
Wow.
That's how much money these cunts have.
Yeah.
Serious.
You know they have a monopoly on the avocado industry. There's so much money to be made in avocados that all the avocados in Mexico come from the cartel.
Really?
Shimon, back me up.
All the avocados come from the cartel.
There is definitely avocados that have been hijacked by the cartel.
Well,
there's more money to be made in avocados than cocaine. Imagine that.
I cannot.
Imagine that.
Well, I suppose all that like fancy toast and stuff, you know?
Yeah, but cocaine.
I know. Yeah. Like, and avocados are huge. Like, think about how much cocaine you could fit in an
avocado.
Versus an avocado, yeah. Yeah.
Pound for pound.
Pound for pound.
Cocaine is worth more than avocados. But they were like, you know what? I suppose you don't smuggle avocados.
See, this is annoying now because the only other avocados are like from Israel. You know what I mean? So it's either like the Israeli avocados or, the cartel avocados.
Pick your poison, literally.
Yeah. All right. Well,
it's the same in Italy. The mafia controls all of the tinned tomatoes coming out of Italy.
Really?
They don't control
the San Marzanos?
They control like the farmers, they control the tins, they control the boxes that the tins get put in. Like they control every aspect of
the tin. I didn't think the mafia was still a thing in Italy.
Yeah.
I thought it was the whole thing, not the whole thing that they fucking left Italy and then just took up shop in New York then, the whole east coast of the US.
I just feel like you always see like the really old kind of Italian guys who are like, he's from the old country. That kind of thing. And I was, I would have assumed they were gone as well just because those lads seem really old. But there's probably young fellas in there as well.
Yeah.
Furios and that kind of thing.
Italy is fucking class. Do you know what the thing about Italy is? It's so easy to actually go to it. Like, and there's so many parts and you get like the kind of same effect.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, you can only go to one part of Italy and get this. It's
so
like,
much going on.
There's so much going on. There's so many flights, so many options. Like, do you know those people that do the day trips? I do nearly think about it as well. Like, you can fly into Rome at 8 in the morning and then fly home at 8 that night.
That's are
you thinking savage. About it?
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, the effort.
Yeah, Rome. I don't know. You want somewhere you can just, I don't know, go on like a proper little crawl and then be back in the airport, you know. Rome's very, if you go there in the summer, it's just so like stinky heat and so dirty. I remember seeing like a baby kind of like take her little like dodie out and just like a ring around from where the dirt was around, you know.
I thought you were going to say, seeing a baby taking a smoke.
Taking a smoke.
Because you're doing the gesture.
Yeah. Like, taking a little dodie out.
I was like, yeah, that's typical Italians, all right. Yeah. Baby smoking. Yeah. Have you any holidays coming up, Tony?
No. We did. We kind of moved into a gaff like a couple of, like 2 years ago.
You kind of moved in. You did it.
No, we did. Like, all right. We're kind of pregnant now.
Yeah.
And we moved into like a, like, we bought a gaff. Bought a gaff like two.
You kind of bought it? Oh, you definitely bought it.
Ah, look, you know, I don't want to, let's, you know, leave it to the listener's imagination. No, we bought a gaff like about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And it's just kind of been like recouping all this kind of stuff. And we both kind of work freelance, so we just kind of take bits here and there. The kids are also a bit small.
Yeah.
I feel like, who am I talking to? I feel like I'm a fucking therapist now all of a sudden. I feel like this is...
See the way the soap is laid out? I feel like there is.
Yeah.
I feel like if you want to lie down there, walk away.
No, I feel like I'm, I feel like I'm long overdue owed a holiday to my wife and kids. But no, we've nothing really cooked.
How old are your kids, if you don't mind me asking?
5, almost 6, and 3.
See the way you said 5, almost 6. That's, I feel like that's what they would say.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 5 3/4, sorry. Yeah,
that's a big time.
Calm down.
He's big on a 3/4. He just found out what a quarter is.
Yeah.
He's big on it, you know. And then 3.
Yeah, so you kind of have to be careful there, don't you? You don't want to be bleeding.
Well, we'll probably go to Australia next year because I'm hoping to do the comedy festival there. So I'll bring the kids over with that.
I was like, you need to be careful. He's like, I'm just going to go to Australia, the furthest place.
There you go.
Fuck, that's going to be a fun flight.
Yeah. I think you should be all right.
You know, they're at kind of iPad age, you know, when they're at that age where you're kind of like just pressing against their face, but they still won't pay attention to it. But now they kind of would actually just sit there and actually for 16 hours and watch the iPad. So that's
great. And plus, like, it's going to be one of them planes that has the tellies and games and shit like that. Yeah. They should be all right.
But I'm a bit nervous about that one because I don't really want them getting a taste for it. Like, my biggest nightmare is that they would move there when they grow up.
Oh, right. Sorry, I thought you meant the iPads. I was like, right.
Nah, fuck that. Like. No, we're very selective with that. They get their telly time at night, and then like when we need them to shut up for a second, they get the iPad. But no, Australia, you know, that whole, you know, I don't want them emigrating, you know, and then doing that whole, you know, surprising da after being away for 6 months kind of shit. Like, I don't want to be in any of those videos.
They're mad played out now, aren't they? People are coming home 3 times a year and they're still doing them. Like, mate, you literally only went back.
But also, like, do you know any Irish man who likes surprises like that? Dude, like, you're going to rock up and be like, hey, Ma, look, it's me. I'm actually not the waiter. Reveal the mustache. It's actually me, your son, you know? And then she's like, there's a fucking old bike in the box room. Like no one I know is here to see you. Could you not told me? And also, Ma's love looking forward to things. Like, what is her life doing too good now since you've been gone? That, like, she wouldn't be walking on air for 2 weeks knowing you're coming back. She has nothing prepared. There's no milk in the fridge. Can't offer you a cup of tea. It's totally selfish, actually, the whole surprising your Ma after being. It's like, hey, look at me.
I'm the centre of attention, yeah. Do you know when you hear these people, like, when they move away and, like, their room is left pristine the way they left it?
Wild.
And I'm like, is that the real world, or is that, like, these fucking, you know, like, the perception that Americans try and paint in films, that, like, everyone gets up in the morning, puts on a full spread in breakfast?
Yeah. Load of strawberries.
Oh, that's shy. Yeah. Is that, like, the Irish version of that? Because I know the second I moved out, I got my room was gone.
Yeah.
It was gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when you just said, oh, yeah, there's a bike in the box room, I know for a fact if any one of my brothers move out, it's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, my mom got students, like, straight away.
Straight away.
Well, she kept it for a little bit, to be fair. She did. Because then she was also, do you want any of this? And she's like, it was in the drawer. And it was like, just like my weed pipe. You know? And no judgment. Just being like, do you want that back? And I'm like, nah, you can bin that, man.
Yeah, no, you can hold on to that. It's in old drawer now.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's kind of the novelty if that has worn off. Like, I feel 10 years ago, Facebook was a big thing. You know, people coming home for Christmas and all. Yeah. You know, I feel like people, like, I wasn't joking, people do, I feel like, are home 2 and 3 times a year.
Yeah, they are big time.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's as far away anymore.
Anyway, I don't know.
I like seeing in the news, you know, when you see, like, the big cries on, like, you know, the news at Christmas.
The one at Christmas time.
Yeah, that's
different.
A good one.
That's a different one, yeah. You know. And the kids are doing the carols and all, the choir. That's different.
The youngful addresses Santa just goes flying, walks straight into the case and goes flying back. It was as good as the ice slip guy. You know, like, the fall this young fella takes was unreal.
Did you see how awkward it was? Troy Parra came home and they were like, oh my God, it's Troy Parra. And he's just, like, completely caught off guard. And he's just like, yeah. And then I get home to see our man. He's like, he only lives in fucking Holland. Like, you know what I mean? I'm sure he's home whenever he can get her off. Like, he's going to be here in a couple of weeks to play in a match.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love the, like, the new grandkids. You know, when, like, a couple is living away and they've had, like, a new baby, and then this is the first time the parents meet, or the grandparents meet the baby. I think that's cute.
And the best thing is that the baby makes strange then.
Yeah.
So it's not this big, like, heartwarming thing. It's like the baby's like, who the fuck is that?
Baby's bawling crying.
Yeah, get that thing away, me.
I love, I have a lot of mates that still, you know, don't have kids. You know, most of my mates still don't have kids. And you can still see, like, you know, they'd be trying to make, you know, the kids laugh, especially when they were babies. And you just see how quick people collapse when a child is not laughing and shit. Like, it's just wild where they're just going, oh, hell yeah, you know, and they're just going, and they don't say anything. Well, he hates me. I'm like, chill out. It's a debate. Like, there's nothing to this.
You know? But you say that though, Tony. The last thing you want is, like, a child just to make strange shit and be like, oh, and they're like, oh, they don't like you. And you're like, fuck, you can't get that back.
I know. It's. I mean, I even have it, like, you know, we've got, there's 3 girls next door to us and, like, we love our neighbours. But the baby, like, she looks at me and just cries every time she sees my face, you know. And I'm used to this, working really hard and, like, dying in my hole for adults and kids, you know, that I should be bulletproof. But I feel like she's staring into my soul and is like, all right, she actually knows what I know about myself. Was that I'm a piece of shit? You know, like, it's just, all this shit goes through your head. We just see these kids just being like, no.
It's maybe a little metaphor, like a little self-reflection of your life, is it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I know. Yeah, I'm in touch with the spirit world. It's not going to go well for you.
Yeah, you're going to stick around and do a bonus episode with me, Tony?
Please.
Do you have anything to plug while you have, sorry, any shows coming up?
Yes, I do. I'm going to be on tour. My new show, You Cry Weird, is going to be all around Ireland.
Where did you get the name of that?
Because I cry. It's a load of it stories about times I've cried but not cried for anything that you actually should cry for like the wrong reason. Like, it started where I started going to therapy because I went over to my mate's gaff and we found this treadmill in his attic and we started running on it, and I was running on it longer than I thought I could run, and I started bawling my eyes crying for 15 other lads.
Just out of, like, pride that you're able to run?
I don't know. It's still being worked out.
But come to the show.
Come to the show. So the big one's going to be Vicar Street, but it's also going to be out in Blanche. Hopefully see some drones out there in the Dreacht, Dunleary Pavilion, Cork, Galway, all over Ireland. Port Leash, Cavanaugh. See you there. You Cry Weird. Check it out.
You completely got me with the treadmill.
Yeah, it was wild. Caught me too.
Tickets are available where?
You can go to Tony Horror, which is my Instagram, and there's a link tree there and all the tickets are there.
Brilliant. Thanks for coming in, Tony. Thanks, take brother. Us out, Siobhan.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and slow.
the hip knocker.